Mishnah Gimel, just like a Kohen may eat Truma is the special gift which goes to Kohanim, and a non-Kohen is forbidden to eat it, and a halacha is that the daughter of a Kohen and the wife of a Kohen are also allowed to eat Truma. However, a Zoina, who has had illegal relations, as well as becoming forbidden and invalid to marry a Kohen, she is also forbidden to eat Truma. She loses any rights which she has to do with Kohuna. The question of our Mishnah is, what happens if somebody, let's say she's a daughter of a Kohen, so until now she has been allowed to eat Truma, and she hasn't yet had relations with somebody who she's forbidden to have relations with. However, she has received Kiddushin from them. She's done the first stage of the marriage. So for example, Amon al Kohen Gadol, a widow who is a daughter of a Kohen, who has got married to a Kohen Gadol. That's a forbidden marriage. Grusha v'chalutz l'Kohen Hedyet, or a divorcee, or a woman who has received Chalitza, who has got married to a regular Kohen. So if it's Minot Eirusin, meaning she has only received Kiddushin from the Kohen or the Kohen Gadol, but they haven't yet completed the marriage, which means that they have not yet had relations. So according to the Tanakama, Midrabbanan l'yochlu batruma, the woman is forbidden to eat truma because she is half married to somebody who is she is forbidden to marry. She's effectively waiting to have forbidden relations which will invalidate her from eating truma. So Midrabbanan already from that stage, she is forbidden to eat truma. However, Rabbi Elazar v'Shimon machshirin, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon validate her and hold that she is still allowed to eat truma. They do not agree that the Chachamim made this decree. Rather, only if she is fully married and if she's had relations, only at that stage would she become invalidated for eating truma. Continues the Mishnah, according to everybody, even the Tanakama, Nis'armalu and Nis'garshu, if she becomes widowed or is divorced, min ha'nisuin, if it's after the stage of Nisuin, after the entire marriage has taken place, and they have already had relations together, Pasula is she remains invalid, and she can never eat truma again once she has had illegal relations. However, min ha'erusin, if she becomes widowed or divorced after having only received Kiddushin and not having had the illegal relations, since the entire prohibition is only midyabonon, it's only as long as she is waiting and in a state of being half married to somebody whose relations would invalidate her. But as soon as she is no longer engaged to that man, kasheres, she is valid to eat truma once again, and the decree midyabonon no longer applies.